Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Monday, July 18th. Let's get into the news. Here are your top stories. First, here's how Chipotle's menu price hikes compare with segment peers. Could the chain be the value leader in fast casual Mexican? Second, G.J. Hart was named president and CEO of Red Robin. The industry veteran will replace outgoing CEO Paul Murphy, who is retiring but will stay on as an advisor into 2023. Third, Menu Tracker, new items from KFC, Boston Market, and California Pizza Kitchen. See what chains across the country added to menus this week. Fourth, Postino's Lauren Bailey dives into the art and science of starting a restaurant. The co-founder and CEO of the Arizona-based wine bar shares her advice on scaling a concept and what she wished she knew when she first started out. And finally, Meritage acquires Florida Wendy's units and expands portfolio. The Michigan-based franchisee adds 6 Jacksonville units and plans to open the first Taco John's later this year. Now, let's dive deeper into one of these stories. Last week, a report came out from a Wall Street analyst named Peter Sala of BTIG that surveyed Chipotle's pricing in 25 cities compared to its peers. Peers in this case are fast casual Mexican restaurants Qdoba, Moe's Southwest Grill, and Baja Fresh. Soleil also compared Chipotle's pricing to Chopped and Dig In. Soleil found that despite double-digit price hikes, Chipotle remained the value leader in pricing amongst its competitors, and by the end of this year, he expects pricing to be 20% higher than it was at the end of 2020. According to the survey, Chipotle's prices were 10.7% cheaper than Qdoba, 9.2% less expensive than Moe's Southwest Grill, and about 5% less than Baja Fresh. However, that's not the impression amongst consumers. Many believe that Chipotle's pricing is the highest amongst those chains, and the brand has seen a decrease in foot traffic, turning to solutions like its new human lane or walk-up windows and new LTOs. Here's NRN senior editor Lisa Jennings with more on the story.
I think a lot of people had the impression that Chipotle's pricing was getting up there. And, you know, we do have data from folks who follow these kind of things that traffic does seem to be impacted by the higher menu pricing across the board, not specifically at Chipotle. But, you know, there is some evidence that maybe we need to stop raising prices quite at the level that they have been raised. So it's interesting that the restaurant companies, though, are telling us that they are not seeing pushback, that traffic is not being impacted, and that consumers are absorbing these costs.
There's also inflation to deal with.
We're also hearing, and this is also something that's mentioned in this report, that inflation seems to have peaked, and that a lot of folks feel that it will continue through the end of this year, perhaps into next year, but it won't get any higher. So the question is, does Chipotle have room to raise menu prices even more? And this analyst believes they do. Chipotle also has said that they feel they do, because Chipotle in the end is less expensive than some of its peers.
Chipotle raised prices 8.5% in 2021 and 10.5% in the first quarter, and Soleil expects more price hikes before the year is through, because Chipotle has the cushioning amongst its competitors.
So, you know, Chipotle has been raising its prices pretty steadily over the past year or so, more so than they had in the past. I mean, the rate of increase was faster than in the past. And of course, all restaurant chains raise prices, you know, as needed. And so really it's the matter of speed, you know, the fact that prices have gone up so much to accommodate this very rapid rate of inflation and labor since the pandemic. And so it's really just a matter of kind of comparing, you know, the other brands may have held off a bit and now are trying to catch up. So it could be, you know, this report does not address how fast the other brands have raised their prices. So that could be a factor as well. It could be that, you know, we're seeing the other brands just really trying to catch up. Maybe they've seen what Chipotle's done and decided, hey, we can raise the menu prices too.
Despite being the value leader, as Soleil says, that's not the view Chipotle has publicly. How can they shed that image?
I don't know how they can shed that image. It's really a matter of consumers being more aware. In this case, you know, these Wall Street reports are looking at margins. So what this analyst is concerned about is how Chipotle is handling its profitability. And in this case, you know, he's really feeling that Chipotle has room to raise menu prices even more, and that will protect the company's margins, which are doing quite well. In fact, they're predicted to hit more than 25%. In the next quarter, they're going to be reporting on the 26th. So, you know, it's really a matter of how the company is managing its own profitability.
And the company is doing well. The menu hikes don't seem to have slowed down the double-digit sales growth for the fast casual chain. But Lisa does see something that concerns her in the charts.
Chipotle is really doing really well, considering what they've been through in the pandemic after the food safety crisis that they had even a few years before that. The one chart, though, that is a little concerning that is in this report looks at, it compares traffic with the menu price increases. And Peter Sala, who wrote this report, believes that because traffic is still positive, that these higher prices have not impacted traffic. But if you look at the chart, you know, really since peaking mid-year last year, this was again, of course, during 2020, traffic went down like every brand into negative numbers, double-digit negative numbers. Then it jumped back up as people started coming back after the pandemic. And when the second quarter last year reached a high, I think it was over 25%, the traffic was positive last year. And it's been sliding down since then. Is that because the menu prices have been getting higher? He doesn't say that. And I don't have any reason to assume that that's the reason. There could have been other reasons. It's, you know, a factor of just people, things kind of returning back to normal. You know, 25% traffic increase is pretty extraordinary to be able to sustain.
So Soleil thinks we'll see more price hikes. But does Lisa?
Yes, I do. I think they will continue to raise menu prices a bit more. They have said they feel they have pricing power to do that. And so does this Wall Street analyst. So it wouldn't surprise me if we do see higher price increases.
That's all for today. See you back here tomorrow morning. You can catch us at nrn.com any time of the day.